Action. Is that right?
Lights, camera, action?
Damn it. What did I say? Camera, lights, action? Yeah, that kind of fucks up the white balance, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And the iris?
And the, oh boy, movie terms. Google doll songs. All right, welcome.
Google. Goo-goo.
Welcome to the month of movies for December of 2014. I'm Scott, and Jason's drinking a soda.
Oh, I didn't know we said our names. I thought we
I don't
just...
know if I do.
I don't think we do.
Oh, well. So this...
But... We have I have a box set of 50 of the best Warner Brothers movies. My goal is to complete it by the end of 2014, which is now.
And I have a deck of cards that say, they claim to be the 52 best movies of all time. And I was to finish that today as well, because the recording is on the 31st.
The funny thing is, I was out of curiosity, I looked at the AFI's top 100, and the top 50 or so were all on your list.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that, even though the cards you have isn't like,
yeah,
that, but, which was really funny because some of those movies are British, but they still call it the American film, like the best American films.
Really? Is that AFI stands for?
Yeah, American Film Institute or something like that.
Oh.
But, yeah, so they always have like the top 10, like, or top 100, like, quote, movie quotes,
yeah,
or the best horror movies, or...
And they always have, like, around this time of year, the best... Yeah, they always say the movies.
Well, they call it
stuff.
The 10 of 10, so they have, like, 10 lists of the top 10.
Okay.
So they, like, I was looking at it, they have, like, the top 10 animated movies, westerns,
ooh,
crime, and all that stuff, so...
That's
but anyway,
fun.
We should probably keep that conversation...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
...for the year of the end.
This is just for December.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a lot going on this month in free time, so I didn't watch many movies. I only watched 4.
I only had 3 left in my box set, apparently. And, spoiler, I completed my box set.
Spoiler alert.
It's not really a spoiler alert, because you're probably expecting this on the 12th month to see if we completed it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, if you're keeping track.
I watched movies 48, 49, and 50 this month.
I watched 48, 49, 50... No, wait, 49, 50, 51, 52. I caught up just in time. I watched the last movie last night.
Yeah, I watched mine on the 19th.
So, since you have more movies, you go first.
All right, the first movie I watched on the 1st of December. I almost watched it last month. But I watched Blindside.
The football.
The one about the football.
The football.
Sandra Bullock, Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw?
Yeah, he's the dad.
Ooh, he's got to suck at acting, huh?
He's not bad.
Okay.
It's more about her anyway. But anyway, it's about this, like, black kid who, I don't know if it's really spoiling it, but his dad was raising him, and then his dad dies, so then he's homeless.
Oh, blindsided.
And, yeah, blindsided. That's not what it means, but the movie means. But anyway, he's like walking home from school or something, and it's downpouring, and they recognize because Sandra Bullock's kids go to the same school as him.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, we'll take you home. And he didn't have a home. He was going to the gym. And so he ends up crashing at their house, and then he ends up staying there because he got nowhere else to go, and blah, blah, blah. And he, like, slowly becomes part of the family, and he's good at football, even though he wanted to play basketball. And I guess it's based on a true story, but it was really good.
So
you felt bad for this kid because he didn't really have a life.
Is it a spoiler to find out what you're blindsided by in the movie?
No, because the blindside is... a football term. They mentioned what it is at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, the job of that guy is to watch the quarterback so he doesn't get tackled.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that was his job.
They should make a movie that says, like, it's just called This Ending Has a Surprise Ending.
And it doesn't?
No, it does. But, like, you have to... I don't know. It's dumb. Never mind.
And then everyone gets abducted by aliens
and they get blindsided.
But anyway, I thought it was a really good movie. I did not much into sports movies, mm-hmm. so I didn't know what I was going to think going into it, but it was more of the family
mm-hmm.
than a sports movie. So I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is some football action.
Is that the right? Yeah, that's the right line. It is.
Oh, sorry, it's a 4.
It's a 7. No, it's an 8. I've got 2 pieces of paper here. So that one was pretty good. I'm glad it was in my box set because I probably wouldn't have watched it otherwise because I don't like sports movies.
Yeah.
But it was, I really liked it.
What's the next one?
The next one I watched was Boyhood.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see that.
Ethan Hawke movie, which the concept was really good. I thought it was a really good movie, too, except some of it felt like you jumped pretty, tell people about this movie. This movie was shot in a span of, 10 years. So every year or so, they would tape more scenes, and, they would just keep going back. Every couple months, they would tape a couple more scenes. And so the characters are actually aging. So, this kid, you saw the kid growing up, and at the end of the movie, he's, in college. So you see him, as a kid growing up, going through school, and, and then eventually to college, where it shows his parents' divorce and her remarrying and all this stuff. But you see, it's kind of cool. It's going through the time, mm-hmm. but sometimes it felt like they jumped huge gaps of time. All of a sudden, he's doing that now. Oh shit, he's smoking and drinking already. What? Oh, and there's huge gaps and stuff. But the movie itself was an interesting concept because. At the beginning, you're, seeing a bunch of characters, and you're, this is about Boyhood. It should be about him and not the whole family. But then you kind of see...
how he reacts through everything. Right.
And there was one thing that was really cool about the movie, even though it wasn't about the movie. His dad gives his kid a CD, and he's like, this is the Beatles' Black Album. And they're like, what? Yeah, everyone says that the Beatles, they broke up, and everyone says that it's a huge shame and stuff that they broke up and they went and all did their own solo projects and stuff. And he put together an album of all their solo albums after the Beatles broke up and made a mixtape of that. And he's like, if you listen to the CD, it's almost like the Beatles are back together because mm-hmm. it feels like everything flows together and stuff. And I'm like, that's a freaking cool concept. They're all solo albums, but if you put it all in one CD...
Mm-hmm.
It could kind of feel like the Beatles again. So that was a cool thing in the movie. But, it was interesting. Just the concept of the movie. We were I can't believe they were taping it for, 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm this conversation came up a couple of times when I was talking to people about it. What if someone died while they were taping it?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, they just have to rewrite the movie. Because I'm sure some of the stuff was getting rewrote as...
Yeah.
But... the really creepy part... Okay, so Ethan Hawke is the kid's dad
mm-hmm.
in the movie. The kid, as he grows up, looks more and more like Ethan Hawke.
That's scary.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap. By the end of it, it's like, holy crap. I wonder... I didn't look it up to see if they're related or anything, but... because as a kid, he just looks like a normal kid.
Yeah.
But then once he's in college and stuff, you're like, holy crap, that could be Ethan Hawke's kid. But I gave that one a 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. I kind of want to rewatch it again.
The reverse?
No. Because, you see this stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, yeah. But you don't realize, how much certain things affect the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So, it's by the end of the movie, you're like, oh, yeah, that was, one of the first scenes. Because there's, I don't know how to explain it, but... because as you're watching it, he's, getting more into photography.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I remember the first time that he used a camera. And it's just like... it'd be kind of cool to go back and see, look at that point, because he ends up going to college for photography mm-hmm. or art or something like that. But it'd be just kind of cool to see that evolve through the movie. So it'd be interesting to watch it again and just look at different points instead of just the kid, but, how the life affected him, because I know how the movie ends now, so it'd be interesting to see all the little stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, 7.5 for that one.
So the first movie I watched of this month, but Star Wars is on my list. All these movies are on my list.
New Hope, month. I'm guessing.
Yeah, the Episode 4 or whatever. Yeah, very first Star Wars that was made.
Yeah.
And I actually got to borrow a copy from my friend Peter, who had the original,
theatrical. VHS?
No. He had a DVD that, on the bonus features, it was the whole original movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like remastered or anything. It was like just all that same stuff.
So you got to watch the original.
Yeah, not like I did with E.T., that piece of shit. Fucking CG stuff and the walkie-talkies. God damn it. There you go. All right, so I watched that, and for people that don't know what Star Wars is, and actually the funny thing is, as I watched it, I realized how simplex yet complex the plot was, if that makes any sense. Because it's...
The first one, is pretty straightforward. Like, there's not a whole lot going on.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's... But to me, the amount of time that span... Like, when I think back to the movie, I think of it spanning a long time. It spans a few days. Like, the Empire... Like, they made the Death Star. Like, so, the Empire, like, people didn't know. They made this giant weapon, which is the Death Star, that can destroy planets. And the Empire is going against the Rebels in a big war. And they're trying to figure out where the Rebels' planet is so they can blow up the whole planet. And Princess Leia found the codes and found all the blueprints and stuff to the Death Star. And she's trying to get to somebody that could use it to save, to destroy it,
basically. Destroy the Death Star.
Yeah. And, and so that's...
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Yeah. Like, all that stuff. Like, I didn't realize that was all, like, within hours of it. Like, just basically, like, oh, the robots. Then they get captured and this and this. But it was a good movie. I mean, I haven't watched it in many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I still don't see what the big obsession is over Star Wars stuff, but that's just me. I mean, people... It was a good movie. I gave it a 7. So...
I mean, it was a good movie. I like it, but I just don't understand the obsession with it.
Yeah. And I realized in the movie they even mentioned that, like, the whole Jedi thing is, like, a religion. They mentioned that in the movie. So people that actually took it to the extreme where being a Jedi is religion, that's probably where they got the idea from. It's like, oh, no, it is. You believe in this. You believe in the Force and all this other stuff like that. Like, so basically, Catholicism is, if you believe hard enough, you can become...
Well, that's the whole thing. It's a Jedi. It's a mind thing.
Yeah.
Mind over matter.
Until the new Star Wars came out.
It's then mitochondria.
Mitochondria? That's in a cell.
Yeah.
That's not mitochondria.
It was.
No, it wasn't. It was a God damn it.
Mitochlorian.
Mitochlorians, yeah.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
Mitochondria.
It's in your cells.
Yeah. All right, but I give that a 7.
7. Did you watch the other 5 Star Wars?
No.
Watch Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back?
No, I just watched the first one.
Or 1.
So I watched the 7.
What is the Saga Begins? That's it.
I watched
the 7. What is the first one?
Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace was the first one. Oh, Jesus, he exploded. I watched the 7th one. That was okay. Just kidding. Sorry. Anyways, what were you...
I watched the next box set movie was Sherlock Holmes with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
And Sandra Bernhardt.
Robert Downey Jr., the other junior. Sandra Bernhardt?
Sandra Bernhardt. The comedian. Stand-up comedian. She's a... Gathering her teeth, curly, like, red hair.
Oh.
Very 90s.
Oh, okay. I don't
know. Or 80s, but, I don't know.
So I watched the Sherlock Holmes movie, which I've seen before. But the first time I watched it was before I watched the BBC Sherlock. So, like, I didn't know much about Sherlock Holmes going in the first time I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time, I already watched the BBC show.
Yeah.
So now I know more about these characters. And then I watched this and, It's good.
Yeah.
But the BBC show is way better.
It really is.
Even though there's, like, a lot more explosions and action and why do you keep saying Q? Robert Downey Jr. version, like, is kind of cool because it's actually set in the time it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So that kind of works a little better than the Sherlock. But as a whole, I don't know. There were parts where I'm just, like, I was bored.
Yeah. It did seem like a long... Because I have the two movies. But I did...
But anyway,
yeah.
I saw that one in my box set. And I never saw the second one, Game of Shadows.
But the first one, the plot-wise, after watching it, I'm like, okay. I was like going through the whole time. And then afterwards, I'm like, what was the plot of that? Fuck. I don't know.
And there was like two plots.
Yeah.
Because then the other one continued on, but...
Not really. Yeah.
So I watched Sherlock Holmes, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch the sequel right away, because I didn't watch the sequel before.
Yeah.
So I watched both of those back to back. And the first one, I felt, I don't know, maybe because I watched it twice, I liked it better than the second one. The second one had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I felt like too much, but not at the same time. So after I finished watching, I'm like, well, what happened?
All I know is, yeah, the second one,
there's just a lot of stuff blowing up.
There's a bunch of leaders of, like, parliament and so that were getting assassinated. And they're trying to figure out who was next and trying to stop it and stuff, figure out who did it.
But I don't know. It was like they tried to make Sherlock Holmes badass.
Yeah.
And like, oh, if we take the original Sherlock Holmes and put it with Batman. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I gave the first Sherlock Holmes movie a 7 out of 10 because it was enjoyable. Like, if I've never seen it before, I enjoyed it. It's just nothing I would go out of my way to see again. And then the second one, I gave 6.5 because I thought the first one was better than the second. It always seems like sequels are never as good as the original. Yeah. And it felt like they were trying to do a whole lot more action in the second one than the first one, too. Probably because the first one did really well, so like, oh, we got to amp it up.
Yeah.
But apparently they're supposed to be doing a third one.
Really?
But I don't know. I could give her, or take it or leave it if they do a third one. But apparently Robert Downey says he's going to do Sherlock again, so...
Speaking of...
Which is kind of funny because someone said, like, oh, so, Cumberbatch is going to be Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So you're going to have Cumberbatch and Robert Downey in the same room. And if they don't say no shit, Sherlock, it's wasted.
No. But speaking of movies that have sequels that aren't as good as the original, next movie I watched was Die Hard. Okay, the third one's good.
I didn't see the third one. I stopped after the second.
You should watch the third one.
I know. I want to because that's the one where they run from phone to phone.
Yeah, it's very, very... A lot of plots from GTA, I think, they pulled from, like... Obviously, like, Die Hard 3 and Die Hard and
right.
So that, like, just a lot of that stuff.
Well, yeah, any of the Mafia movies, too.
Yeah.
Like Scarface or Godfather, all that stuff.
But I watched Die Hard, the first movie. I only watched this a few years ago for the first time. I never saw it. Bruce Willis is a police officer from New York, and he's visiting his wife, estranged wife,
for
Christmas in L.A., and... He ends up getting trapped in the middle of a hostage situation by terrorists in the building, and then Alan Rickman is like the main villain. He's fucking awesome. But yeah, it's a very cool movie. Because I don't want to. If you haven't seen it, there's a lot of cool parts I don't want to just spoil.
The guy from Family Matters.
Yeah, Carl. Who has a really weird name in real life.
Yeah.
It's like Beatrice Alexandra. Reynolds or something. I don't know.
But it's just like he's always a cop, it seems.
Yeah. But the thing I really love about the Die Hard movies is the second one's not that good. Third one's awesome. But for some reason Bruce Willis or whoever directed the movies knew, saying, hey, you're gonna be a badass character and beat the shit out of these bad guys, but it's gonna take an effect on you. Like, I remember, like, this, so, you know, usually by the end of the movie, the main heroes just beat the crap out of his blood and bruises and all stuff like that, and he's like, yeah, I'm doing this. But Bruce Willis, like...
By the end, he's worn out.
I don't want to say not a lot happens to him, but a lot and not a lot happen at the same time. But by the end, he's limping and bleeding everywhere, and he's just like, ugh, come here, like, just fucking... Beatish, like he's
because most like if you watch Expendables or something, they're like they get the shit beat out of them, but then they're walking around, they got blood dripping, but they walk around normal.
Yeah,
like
I mean there's a part in the third one where he's in an elevator and there's like these three bad guys, but they're pretending to be police officers, and then he ends up like shooting two of them and then choking out the other guy, and then when the elevator comes down to the bottom, he just like Bruce Willis just falls out because he's so exhausted. I'm like, just like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, he's just trying to fight off some guy who has a gun and then like choking someone else. That will take a lot of, and it's like, you can't just straight out of the elevator, but
right.
Like,
he's real.
But yeah, it's a great movie. It's a Christmas tradition for me. So I gave it an 8.
Speaking of dead people.
Okay.
The next movie I watched was Gone Girl. Which, okay, apparently this was like a big book.
Yeah.
That a lot of people read. And when they said they were making this movie, a lot of people were really excited and all this stuff. I didn't know anything about it. Like, I'm like, okay.
It was in theaters and people were like, we're going to see this movie. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
I kept seeing commercials and stuff for it. I'm like, and like, there's this one website I go to all the time. They're like, the poster came out for Gone Girl. And it shows it. And then it's like Ben Affleck walking and stuff. It goes, he looks like a murderer. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? I don't know what this is. And then I saw this story on Nightline where they're talking. They're doing an interview with him about the movie. Mm-hmm. So I think he directed it or something.
Okay.
But they're like, you probably took real life events where people's significant others or whatever disappear and people think he did it, you know, like, and he's like, no, not really. And then it was just like, I'm like, and how the media starts twisting it and like they label him as a villain right away, even though they have no proof. And like, I was like, oh, that's kind of an interesting way to look at it. So I went into the movie not knowing anything except that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, this is not, it's kind of like, I mean, it starts and she's missing and stuff, and he comes home and there's stuff smashed and she's gone and they're investigating and it like makes him look like he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like, and then you're watching and you're like, did he do it or not? And like, I don't know.
Yeah,
and
don't
I'm
don't,
not gonna give too much away, but
yeah. I haven't seen it, but I wanna see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not gonna give any twists and turns away, but anyway, as the movie goes, it starts going in a different direction, and you're like, holy shit. I thought it was really good. I liked it. Maybe because I didn't know anything about it. But people I know that read the book mm-hmm. and saw the movie said it was really good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, it's not one of those that you take a first date to. Because, like, as they're, like, you know, solving what happened to her, they do flashbacks of the mm-hmm. relationship. And it's, like, at the beginning when they first meet, you're like, oh, this is, you know, going so well. You know, they're, like, madly in love and stuff. And then you start seeing arguments and stuff. And you're like, okay. So it's, like, it's funny that people are like, oh, I'm going to take this to... And then I was talking to the guy I knew that saw it. He's like, he went with his wife. And I'm like, I heard it wasn't really a date movie. This is before I saw it. He's like, well, we both read the book, so we knew what we were getting into. But I'm just like, I don't know. I thought it was a really good movie. It'd be interesting to watch it a second time.
Right.
I gave it an 8.5, so pretty high.
Right.
And it was one of those that I was like, eh, because Ben Affleck is one of those eh actors for me. Like, he's either really good or really not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not, I don't know, he's not an amazing actor, but there's occasions where he does a really good job.
There's certain shoes he can fill.
Right. And this one, he can.
Okay.
As a guilty-looking murderer. asshole. But
he's good in the asshole roles.
Yeah. So, yeah, 8.5 for that one. I only had two more, and one of them we saw together.
Same here.
Oh. So, the next movie I watched was in my box set, which you've seen.
Well, I saw.
Yeah, not this month, but Inception.
Oh, yeah.
The last one I saw in my box set, because it was the last one to round out the box set.
Really?
Yeah, because it was the most recent one
I suppose. It makes sense.
I don't know when the box set was put together, but that's the most recent movie in there. Because right before it was Sherlock Holmes, so... Inception? I'm probably going to make a lot of friends. Not really, because I gave it a decent score. It's not like Lord of the Rings. The second time through... Because I've watched it once, and it was in the theaters. So this is my second time watching it. So after watching it the first time, and now going through a second time, I know what to expect.
Yeah.
Like, the first time... Okay, I'm one of those people who love, like, thinking about dreams and how they work
mm-hmm.
and, like, the possibilities, because I think there's more to your mind than we know or realize. And I feel like dreams can control reality if given enough whatever.
Yeah.
So going into Inception, I was like, oh, they're going to take my, you know, all these thoughts I'm having about dreams and make this awesome movie about it. And I was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I was very disappointed the first time I watched it because I had, like, these expectations of, like, okay, this is a dream movie, but it's not a dream movie.
No.
Dreams are it's like a main part of it.
It's a memory movie almost.
Right. But it's more, I want to say, like, a spy type movie that just takes place in a dream.
Yeah.
So it's like, And then, like, if I want to pick it apart, I could easily find flaws with the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's an for me, it's easy to pick apart. Like, oh, how many people can control their dreams that well? Like, when you go into your dream, you don't realize you're dreaming, but you also just can't do whatever the hell you want. And if you can, it's because you know you're dreaming. Like,
okay, so speaking of that, lately, my dreams have been assholes. Like, because I'm noticing they're like, well, I have to do this, or I have to wake up and go to work. And my brain goes, no, you don't. This is a dream. And I go, oh, you're right. It is a dream. Or is it? And my brain's like, no, it's a dream. And the dream's like, oh, yeah. No, it's a dream.
So then you don't know really? If you have to get up?
So, yeah, then my brain, like this, twice in the past, like, 2 weeks, I've had a dream where I realize it's a dream in there, and my brain goes, nah, it's not a dream. This is real life. And I go, no, I'm smart enough to know it's a dream. And the things in the brain, my dream are like, no, you have to go to work. Hurry up. Get up. I'm like, it's Saturday. No, it's not.
Yeah, that's happened to me a couple times. So, but anyway, back to Inception. Like, so if I want to pick it apart, I can. But the second time going in, I knew I didn't care much for it.
Yeah.
So I think I enjoyed it more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, okay, I'm not going to pick it apart. I know this isn't that great of a movie. And then I actually enjoyed it more the second time. But it's still, there were parts that angered me.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, it makes you think and all this stuff. I'm like, but not at the same time. Like, there's stuff in it that I don't really, oh, they didn't tell us anything about this, but they had to, like, force feed us this other info. Mm-hmm. So that makes it deep.
Yeah. Oh, and also for the main plot is, there's
people who haven't seen the movie. Yeah.
There's information that they're trying to get from a certain person.
So they go into their dreams and plant this thought in their dreams. So when they wake up, they think the idea is their own.
Yeah.
So they're using dreams to
that is Inception.
Yeah, planting something to make someone think that they thought of it is the term Inception.
Not something within something.
But in this,
fuck you people,
they think they're so clever that they go into a dream, and then in that dream they go into another dream, and then at the end of the movie they're like, we're gonna go one deeper, so they go three times deep, and then it's like, it's not really necessary.
Yeah, to try to plant a seed to say, hey, we need to figure this out, so then they can figure out, so that the main characters can figure out, I can't remember exactly what
they
it is.
They need a combination.
Yeah,
or
they
something.
Need a combination. So then they try to get it. So the guy basically reveals it within the dream. So it's like they're planting it. And yeah. So.
Yeah, but so everyone's like, "Oh, it's Inception." No, unless you like made them think that doing that was a good idea, it's not Inception.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 7 out of 10 this time. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that happens though with movies where, like, Pacific Rim. I love that movie. But when I first saw it, I'm like, all right, cool. And then by the time my second time I watched it, I'm like, I know about... Because like this, like you said in the dreams, I was hoping the stuff with Leonardo DiCaprio's character, where his like past and all stuff, I wanted more shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's why I expected more things like, okay, this is cool. This is boring. Boring,
it's kind
boring,
of a letdown.
Boring, cool, boring. So like by the second time, if I watched it again, I'd be like, all right, I know about how much cool stuff there is in it, so I could pay attention more to the other stuff instead of anticipating it, which is what happened in Pacific Rim. I was like, I want more fights. But the second time I watched it, I'm like, okay, I know how many fights there are, so like, I can sit down and enjoy the rest of the movie. Mm-hmm. And I liked it better the second time. But
So yeah.
So the movie we watched together, which is on my list,
yeah,
was The Godfather.
Because I've never seen any of the Godfather movies.
And it's one of those things where, okay, so The Godfather, I was about to start going into rants, but The Godfather is a movie about the Godfather of the Mafia, or organized crime, should say, not the Mafia, the organized crime group, who, it just basically shows him going through and doing things, like favors people ask him to do, and like,
oh, it shows the family.
Yeah, it shows the family and how they work together and stuff. You know, it's pretty cool, because like, oh, do this, and how they got people to do, you know, to get their
make
wishes
him an
granted.
Offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, but then right at the very beginning, someone guns down the Godfather, so that his son has to step up into like the role of like making sure that everything gets done that is supposed to be done, which is very cool because at the very beginning you see him with his girlfriend. He's like, I'm never going to be touching any of this stuff. You know, and she's like, oh, he's like, oh, the juice stuff, this, whatever. And she's like, oh, is it bad? He's like, I don't want to get involved with it. But then he's like kind of forced into it. And then all the different things that go along with it, and him watching out for his family and stuff like that, and all those other things. And it was long, but it was pretty cool. I liked it a lot. Unfortunately, with me, I have such a bad memory with faces. And they have so many characters in this movie. And so at one point, I was like, talking to Jason, I'm like, is that that character from before?
I'm like, I have no idea. You're bad with faces, I'm bad with memory.
Yeah.
So, like, this movie's so long that I forgot what was going on halfway through it.
Yeah, because obviously there's, like, a whole bunch of other, like, rival organized crime groups. So it's like, is he from that group or this group? And then, you know, and eventually there's, like, you find out there's people that are, like, backstabbing or like going for themselves or this group like,
see, when there's like the multiple groups and all this stuff, I easily get confused. That's probably why I couldn't get into Game of Thrones. There's too many families and I'm like, I don't know who's in what family and all this. It's like, I gotta take notes while watching it so I can figure out who everything is. I'm like,
I was thinking that too. Like, there's only, when I was watching Game of Thrones season one, I'm like, it's only like three families, and then season two happens, I'm like, oh, and here's another one. Oh fuck, there's like it's like five,
but then just right trying now. To keep track of who's in what family. And
but yeah, the movie was cool, and I gave it shit. Where's my thing?
I gave mine a 6 out of 10.
I gave it a 7
because I thought it was good. I'm just not huge into the whole like mafia type movies and stuff, and it was kind of long, and there were parts I got confused.
Yeah, but overall, like looking back,
and then I'm like, I don't know. And then I was looking at the rest of my sheets, and I'm like, I liked Goodfellas better than Godfather.
I haven't seen that.
So I was like, between the two, I like Goodfellas, and I looked, and I think I gave Goodfellas like a 7 or something. I'm like, I gotta give it lower than that then.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, one of my main things is when I leave a movie, and I continue thinking about it, like, where it leaves kind of an effect on me.
Oh, Goodfellas, he gave it 6.5. So this one, I'm like, I gotta give it a 6 then, because...
Yeah, this movie, I watched it, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then just that last, like, minute just still sits with me. I'm like, fuck. That, like, it chills me. Like, every... Like, god damn it.
So then, you want to go watch the second one.
It's such a cool fucking ending. Like, god damn it. Especially when I thought back to, like, all the stuff that happened throughout the movie, I'm like... Jesus Christ. Like, it's such a... Like, it's... Like, the ending was cool to me, so... that's why I gave it a 7. I'm like, I really liked it. I'll watch the other two, even though I know that the people said the third one sucks.
I think the third one... Gotta complete the trilogy.
Yeah. So, oh...
Most of the third movies suck in trilogies.
Yeah. And then, except
Batman.
Yeah, you have all the movies?
That was the last movie I watched, was Godfather.
And the last movie I watched last night to complete my 52 movies... was The Tramp by Charlie Chaplin. Now, I don't know about you, but I couldn't find it on Netflix. I couldn't find it at the library. I couldn't find it anywhere I looked. So I ended up looking on online just to see if I could just order the DVD. Couldn't find the DVD by itself anywhere, so I ended up buying like a 7-disc collection of the, like 11 hours of Charlie Chaplin's greatest movies. And I watched, and so that's how I ended up watching it. I bought, like...
It is, like, a 20-minute movie.
Like, 24-minute, I think.
All that just for something that's, like, a half hour.
I'll have to admit, though, I laughed out loud more times than I thought I would. It's more... I don't know what it is about old movies, but the fact that, like, it's kind of sped up a little bit, and when people fall over, it's almost instantaneous. And people fall over a lot in old movies. And you know how I love that. I love people that fall over. So I love that. So anyways, the plot of the movie, which is a silent movie. So, and there's no, like...
There's no text?
There's no text at all. So like, he's, like, talking, like, oh, this. I'm like, you kind of have to figure out what they're, what he's trying to tell them. What happens is he's just kind of sitting out in a park. And you...
What's this one called?
The Tramp.
The Tramp, okay.
And he sees three guys, like, try to rob this lady, and he ends up, like, fighting them off because he has in his little bindle, he has a brick, and he just keeps, like, hitting him over the head with it. And, funny little hijinks. So he ends up going to her house, and her father's like, "Oh, thanks for saving my daughter. Here, why don't you live with us?" Because he's a tramp. I'm guessing he'll live with us.
Because he's homeless or something?
I'm guessing he's the tramp. Because he's a bindle, so he's homeless, probably. And they live in a farm. So he's just helping out with farm work, which leads to more hijinks of dropping bags on people and knocking them off ladders and stuff and poking in the butt with pitchforks. Until the three bad guys come back to the house and they try to, like, oh, he has all the money there. And then they just try to, like, I guess scare him away again. Like I said, not much of a plot. I laughed aloud quite a few times, which, like I said, when I'm watching movies, I usually just smile or smirk, like, oh, that's funny. But it was just, like, unexpectedly, like, he pokes. I'm like, whoa, that was weird, you know, type thing. And I haven't seen a lot of Charlie Chaplin movies, so I don't know where this would rank. But I will probably end up watching that box set next year. Well, yeah,
because you have
quite a few. I have 10.5 more hours. But I don't think next year I'm going to describe every one, because I mainly did this one because it's almost like I'm watching a show. Because none of the movies are, like, I don't think any of them are an hour long, or, you know, I don't even know if any of them are, like, half an hour long.
So it ends up being, like, a new episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I thought it was good. I gave it 6.5 because, I laughed and stuff, and it's comedy, so it makes, you know, there's points where I really wish they had, like, words, because I'm like, I think it's this, and I think it's this, just by communication, by how they're interacting with each other. There were some points where he's, like, looking around and he picks something up. Like, I don't know what he grabbed. I can't. The plot. I don't know.
His cell phone.
Yep, his cell phone. But, no, it was funny. To be actual one of the best movies ever, it needed more substance to me. But obviously, that's the kind of movie, you know?
Like, I don't know. Out of 50 movies, they think that one. Like, Charlie Chaplin's done a lot. I feel like, I haven't seen it, but everyone keeps talking about The General.
Or The Kid.
But I'm like, how is that not on the list? I don't know.
Yeah. And actually,
The Kid gets, like, parodied a lot, too.
The funny thing is, when I was looking for Charlie Chaplin and The Tramp,
mm-hmm.
A lot of things on Amazon was like, oh, you mean The Kid? Where the description is, a boy and a tramp. I'm like, no, stop it.
But so that's kind of weird that they picked that one.
Yeah. So that's why I wanted to watch the other one to see how it compares to those. So, best movie I had this month was Die Hard 8.
Mine was Gone Girl.
And then
an 8.5.
And then The Tramp 6.5, which...
And then my lowest was Godfather with a 6.
I mean, don't get me wrong, the movie was good, but it's not like one of those, like, I'll go, hey, you need to watch this movie type thing. I mean, it was good.
I watched a lot of good movies. If they're all over 5, that was a good month.
Yeah. So, what's going to happen is we're going to...
Oh, yeah, next year...
No,
like, what are we gonna do for next year?
Well, we'll tell you in the next episode.
Are we? You want to do that in the next one, or
I was thinking of doing that in the next one. But if we can do it now.
So, anyway, this one we've completed our box set for 2014. We will be doing something different for 2015, but we'll still be doing month of movies.
Yes. But the type, like, I had the 52 best movies of all time, so I'm gonna try to find another list of things to watch.
And then, so this is the last one for December, and then we're going to do one more podcast this year.
Which will probably come out later this week of when you're listening to this.
Yeah, which will be a recap of all of 2014. Not really all of 2014, it'll just be the
important stuff.
The list.
Yeah.
So my list of 50 movies and Scott's list of 52, that's all we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about what we're doing for next year.
Yes.
And
if you watch, because I know there's people that talk to me in person, like Maggie or Craig or Mike or whatever. If you want to email me, it's my email stuffbyscott@gmail.com. That's stuffbyscott@gmail.com. If you watch any movies and you want to throw your 2 cents in, or if any movies we talked about, you were like, hey, I should check that out now. Or if you have any movies you want us to watch.
Yeah, especially with movies, if we're like, oh, I gave this like an 8.5 or a 9. And you're like, oh, if you liked that one, you'll probably like this one.
Yeah.
Be like our Netflix and not tell us movies that we've already seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kidding. We recommend this.
Netflix Die is... Hard?
Yeah, I watched it.
Netflix constantly says, we recommend these movies. I'm like, yeah, you recognize them because I gave them 4 or 5 stars. Yeah. I've seen them.
You should watch it again. That's why I would have kept it in my queue if I wanted
to watch
it.
That's why I had the DVD.
Yeah.
But anyway, with that, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. Do 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 do